This is Patriots Preview, presented by your New England Honda dealers. Getting you ready for the game on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. Now, Mark Bertrand.
Yeah, we'll look at all our games against them. The 19 game down there, the 20 game, but they've had a lot of changes. We've had a lot of changes. I think the guys that will be out there on the field for us are quite different than what we had out there in 20. And you're looking at the same thing with the Ravens. They drafted, 10 players this year in the first four rounds, so certainly a youth movement there. So we'll look at it. I don't think it'll have much bearing on it.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the 2022 Honda Pilot. Game day possibilities. A second week in a row, I almost call them Bob abilities.
Maybe we should just switch the copy to that. Bob abilities.
Game day possibilities with Bob Soucy, powered by Comcast Business. Your business depends on internet. Get internet your business can depend on. Comcast Business, built for business. Thank you, Comcast. It's time now. We're going to call them the Bob abilities with Bob Soucy. Bob, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know what they say around the Patriots, that the most important ability is availability. And in the broadcast booth, it's Bob ability, apparently.
I like that. That's pretty good. It's Bob ability.
We just heard Bill Belichick. He was sort of talking about the phase or stage that the Patriots are in and the Ravens are in. Last week, we were talking about this with, teams that are starting over, the Patriots and the Steelers, with new young quarterbacks and I don't know. I don't feel like the Ravens are in the same class or same stage as the Patriots. I mean, the Ravens want to be competing for a title. That's how they view their team. So they're off to a 1-1 start. Bob, what's your thoughts, just general thoughts, going into this matchup today?
Well, I think the interesting thing for me, speaking of the Patriots and the Ravens, there hasn't been the same feel for me in the past week looking forward to a Patriots-Ravens matchup than any of the previous Patriots-Ravens encounters we've prepared for. Right. And I think a reflection of what Belichick said in some respects. So I think the state of the Patriots, the unevenness, to put it mildly, of the offense to this point, the Ravens with that big lead blown last night. And then on top of that, I think for the Ravens, they're coming off six straight losses to end last year, and it's not the same Ravens defense that you're accustomed to seeing prepare for Tom Brady. The nastiness, the ability to get after the quarterback. They were near the bottom last year in sack rate, same again this year, and of course they had all kinds of problems with the banged up secondary last week versus Miami. So just for me, it's kind of a weird feel for a game like this. You think Patriots Ravens, and there's such a great history of these teams, mostly in the postseason, of course, but it hasn't had a lot of juice, in my opinion, this week.
I think it's interesting because when you look at these teams, there are areas of their teams that traditionally have been super reliable in strengths. For the Patriots, it's offense. For the Ravens, it's defense. Mm-hmm. And right now it feels like both teams are sort of trying to feel their way through some changes, coaching changes for both of those units, and also sort of trying to find their identities. So when you look at this game, Bob, who do you have sort of more confidence in being able to make some strides today, the Patriots offense or that Ravens defense, which is obviously banged up in the secondary?
Well, Chris, you kind of hope that the state of the Ravens' defense helps the Patriots' offense make significant strides, at least absolutely the way I look at it. I think that the concerning part is if, and there's no reason to doubt Adam Schefter's report today that Jacoby Myers is not expected to play, but without Jacoby, I think a big problem for the Patriots' offense, and among a lot of issues, the inability to really get a rhythm and finish drives. They've scored on only 4 of 19 drives offensively to this point, and yet they've been in opponents' territory and plus territory on 13 of those series. And Jacoby is the guy that Mac is going to look to in most circumstances on third down, and now you got to find somebody to replace that and exploit some of the issues the Ravens have experienced. The Ravens haven't been able to get to the quarterback without blitzing. They got an older defense. It's really interesting to see they got a number of guys in their front seven who are kind of back for their second or third stints or just up there in their early to mid-30s and not the same kind of pass rushers they were a few years ago, like Houston and even Campbell. So I would imagine they're going to try to blitz the Patriots today. There's been a lot of talk in Baltimore about getting more pressure on a quarterback, whether it's Mac Jones today or anybody they play in the future, because they just don't have the ability to win their matchups and get to the quarterback that way. So I think it's going to be a matter of the Patriots, finding another guy to help Mac keep that offense, you know, on schedule. And they just, you know, they've had too many setbacks, penalties, negative plays, poor throws at times to this point, in my opinion, in the first two games.
Well, one thing we should not underrate today is that the Patriots are at home, and teams yeah. in this league play a lot better at home. It's going to be nice, Bob, to have this day. I know you're excited to be calling a game here at Gillette Stadium.
It's first time we've been back in a month, which is pretty remarkable considering, you know, the last game here, Carolina, in week two of the preseason. And, yeah, absolutely, it's great to be back. It's great to have a 1 o'clock game. And it was great to arrive today, and certainly a lot of fans were out there tailgating when I got here a little after, I guess, closer to 9:30 this morning. The one thing about the Patriots, though, is they haven't been the same team at home. And obviously, they haven't had the same players. They haven't had the same quarterback, as we know, but as well a lot of other pieces in the last few years going back to 2020. But even 2019, toward the end of that season, after they got off to that 8-0 start, they've lost 10 home games since the Ravens beat them in Baltimore in 2019 and kind of turned the course of that season. So they have not played up to their usual standards here at Gillette. 4-5 last year, but again, 10 losses going back to 2019. They've got to establish a home field advantage.
I don't think that the typical standard will be reached again. Maybe we're overrating.
Well, probably
we're setting the bar a little too high, Bob.
Okay, you know,
it may not show up always in the wins and losses at the moment, but being home is always better than being on the road. Always.
Well, you at least want to be on the plus side of the 500 mark.
Yeah, it'll come. Give it a little time. All right, bud, give it a little more time.
Hey,
transition.
I had a quick thought. I heard Mike's segment with you guys. I have two quick thoughts, actually. And one of them, you guys were talking about the continuity of the offensive staff through the years. And I remember going to the first combine I went to. I did an interview with Rich Gannon. And he said that, you know, the key in his mind of the Patriots offense being so consistently good, in addition to, obviously, to Tom, was the fact that they kept continuity around him. And he ratted off the same names that Mike did during your interview. And I think that, you know, it struck me listening to Mike and you guys talk about it that, the changes they've made this year, maybe they were born out of necessity, but it is, certainly, I think, a huge factor in what we've seen these first 2 weeks offensively.
All right, Bob. Well, we're looking forward to your call. Did you have another thought, or was that everything?
Well, I do have another thought. I wonder how many discounts does Reese have on his care pass? Because, you know, I get pretty long CVS receipts, and I'm about the same height as Mike. I mean, they come up to my shoulders, but, you know, they're not taller than I am.
Anyway. He's killed a lot of trees, that Mike Reese. What can we say? Bob, thank you.
Put
looking
me
forward
up.
To your
you guys got
today.
Me?
All right, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
You got me?
I hear Zoe now. Yep.
Hey, new pro's making a new door. They're going back to the old throwback ones. Half door. You shut the half of the top of the door. Reese walks right under the bottom part. The Reese special, they call it.
What am I supposed to do with that? Okay. Chris, what are we supposed to do with that? Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Zoe. Both of these gentlemen will be on the call of a NFL game today here in Foxborough. Patriots and Ravens.